And now some music for marching from another era. In this time of renewed patriotism, our music critic Tom Manoff has been listening to the anthems of the Revolutionary War, and one composer stands out for him.
Everyone knows Yankee Doodle as the marching song of the American Revolution. But how many remember the other hit of 1776? A tune called Chester by America's first great composer, William Billings. This recording of Chester is from the Boston Camerata's wonderful collection of American Revolutionary music called Liberty Tree. It has two pieces by Billings, a composer who could also write the words. A self-taught musician who also worked as a tanner, Billings never had an easy time of it in his native Boston. Blind in one eye, an arm and leg each underdeveloped, he lived in a society that still considered a physical disability shameful, even a sign of flawed character. His mind was as eccentric as his person was deformed, wrote one prissy historian. In fact, it's taken two centuries for Billings' genius to be recognized fully, a genius that could produce music like this. This is one of Billings' extraordinary anthems in an exquisite performance from Paul Hillier conducting His Majesty's Clarks. The recording, called Early American Choral Music, Volume 1, offers an entire CD of the composer's work, and it's the finest recording of Billings available today. The anthems of William Billings were much more than church music, their biblical imagery often mixed with patriotic messages. Sung at town halls and taverns, wherever people gathered, the sound had a communal richness. Yankee singers would latch on to various parts, high or low, producing a thick harmony of doubled voices, an effect that Billings called sweet and ravishing beyond expression. That's the William Billings sound. The sound of American democracy singing.
Tom Manoff reviewed two CDs featuring the music of William Billings, Early American Choral Music, with Paul Hillier conducting His Majesty's Clarks, and Liberty Tree, with Joel Cohen conducting the Boston Camerata.